Now, yesterday on the programme, we were talking about the hack on Virgin Media TV, and we were talking to a security person there who knew all about these sort of things and was talking to us about all the various scams that go on our mobile phone with what sort of phishing and things like that. You know, so be careful of those text messages you get in and all the sort of scams. You've got to be really up early in the morning. Well, we're delighted to say that Martin Patch is head of lending at Bray Credit Union, and also Victoria Bradshaw from Bray Credit Union. They're here with us today to give us a bit of a warning as regards scams and attempted scams you've noticed. So what's been happening, Martin?
Yeah, thanks for that, Declan. Look, we've had reports of increasing number of instances. We're being made aware of fraud and attempted fraud. It's not just Bray, it's across the financial services industry. So it's specifically targeting mobile phone users. And I guess why we're here, Declan, is just to raise awareness to your listenership and provide some information to ensure people's data isn't compromised, because for a financial fraud to take place, the scammers require key personal data. So if you disclose that key personal data, then you are
so they lull you into think they're your friend and you're going to provide information.
Correct. So the big one at the moment, Declan, is the SMS. It's called smishing. It's an SMS text scam. So you'll get a text, and they're all very random. We have them here. Hello, your account has been placed on hold. Attempts have been made on your account. Users are required to comply with new updates. These kind of texts. So, and there's a link, and the key is don't click on the link. Now, clicking on the link in itself won't compromise you, but if you do click on the link, it will look and feel like the particular bank's website. And if you go, you'll fill out certain. They'll ask you for certain data. So the data they'll ask you for would be your name and address. Where you bank, and then what it'll ask you is your 6-digit PIN. So that is,
and then
that just
really red flag. And then they grab your money. Have you seen instances of this, Victoria?
We have seen instances right across the industry, absolutely. There's a lot of customers out there generally, and as Martin said earlier, they are targeting people with mobile phones. So you may not have a current account, but you may get this specific text. Or we saw previously on Post, a lot, you know, was actually going around from them. So if you have a mobile phone, you are open to these type of scammers.
Right. I mean, on that package from Amazon, is coming.
There you go. That's exactly
all those sort of ones. So
very devious and insidious type stuff, and it's not good.
Is it just to be vigilant? Is that the best protection we have?
Stop and think. Do not click on the link. It's the key point we want to make here today. Stop and think and look and check the source if you are confused about anything. And if it is something about your credit union, contact your own credit union. You may not be with Bray. You may be with another credit union here in Wicklow. But just give them a call and check and see what's happening. And just remember, a credit union will never ring and ask you for your 16-digit card number. They'll never ring to do that. That's your personal data, and that's for you to manage yourself. And you will ring places to make a payment or whatever. That's up to you to do. But keep your data safe.
Yeah. Do we know where these come from?
No. Some of them, they're very convincing. If they do phone you to get your data, they sound very, very, very convincing. So it's just, as Victoria said, it's just to stop and think, because I suppose there is an onus and responsibility on people to protect their own data.
100%.
Like we said, we'll never ask you for your 6-digit PIN. There is what's called a one-time passcode. It's an extra layer of security. And within that text message, it'll say, please do not share this with anyone. So if you share that with somebody, unfortunately, you're giving them the keys to your account. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the consequences in a lot of times are very devastating.
Yeah. So, and if people lost money, or people say, the credit union or the bank, they'll give it back to me or something.
Any cases we're dealing with on a case-by-case basis, and if there's any criminal element of it, Declan, that'll be referred to the guards. So, I suppose this message here is just to create awareness. Don't click on the link. Phone your finance institution if you're in any way.
I hear their websites are very good.
They can mirror it. Yeah. So you know. So if you're the only way you should really go in, if you if you initiate yourself, so you go onto your own app that you've downloaded, you go onto the web browser and link on your online banking, you should initiate that. Like, you know, the banks or credit unions won't initiate saying, please log on. Exactly. So it's only when you're initiating it. So just be vigilant.
Okay, the warning is out yet again. So let's hope people
please
stay
listen.
Away. Yeah, okay. Martin Patch is head of lending at Bray Credit Union and also Victoria Bradshaw from Bray Credit Union.
Thank you so
in
much, Declan.
Thanks for the warning.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Declan.